Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Happy Talk About It Thursday. It is April Halliburton here of All for HR and Business Solutions. I hope your day is going well. Happy, happy, happy again, Talk About It Thursday. Welcome to the show. For those of you that are new, I am April Halliburton of All for HR and Business Solutions. We are a virtual human resource business partner and consultant. We manage and consult with businesses 2 to 49 employees throughout the country. Been in business a little over 10 years, folks. Our mantra is, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. I hope things are well in your neighborhood. You are staying safe, practicing social safe distancing, wearing your mask, and being kind. Of course you are. Of course you are. So we got some great things going on today. If you haven't had a chance to, please, by all means, be sure to follow us on All for HR. On Instagram at All for HR, or no, All for HR at Instagram. We are at Twitter at All for HR. We are on Facebook at All for HR and Business Solutions. We are on Tumblr, All for HR, and we are on YouTube, All for HR. So be sure to follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Or LinkedIn. You can follow April Halliburton. You can also follow our All for HR and Business Solutions page on Instagram or Google Plus. So, folks, you don't have to look far to find us. We are readily accessible to you and your HR needs. Want to know what's going on with you, how things are going? The call in number, folks, is 563-999-3057. Again, 563-999-3057. Okay. So we are talking today about internal and external recruiting made easy. Do I have some things that I'm going to share right quick? Let me think. Hold on. So before we jump into the show, I hope you've had a chance to listen to our previous shows. We've had some great guests and counting. We've had the fantastic Ms. Donna Hoover, who is the chairperson for SCORE, gave a great interview. The fantastic Mike Gurley from Vision One Advisors, and Jeffrey Devereaux from No Veteran Left Behind. And so we are bringing on more guests, very excited about the direction that the radio show and All for HR is going. So I want to know how things are going for you in your business, so you can call and chat with us. We are talking about recruiting, our favorite topic, okay? And I do mean favorite. I'm not being sarcastic either. Okay, so that is our favorite topic. We've been talking about recruiting on our Facebook Live all week, and we talked about onboarding last week. No, last week we talked about change, implementing change in your business. Because if we don't know anything else, we know about changing, right, or pivoting, and either or. And how we had to, as small business owners, we've had to quickly implement change in our businesses, right, for the health and safety of our employees, our customers, and our families, as well as ourselves, right? So change has been inevitable, and your success greatly depends on your ability to lead your company during change, okay? If you're not adaptable, you know, if you're not willing to adapt to change, it's going to cause a lot of trouble. But as mighty small business owners, oh my goodness, we can change, right? We can change quickly, okay? So that was what we talked about this last week. And this week we've been talking about the importance of recruiting. We've had, Management Mondays, we have our Monday Management Moment. That's where we talk on a segment on management, okay? Top Talent Tuesdays, we have our Winning Wednesday Blogs, and you guessed it, Talk About It Thursday is our On the Air with Offer HR and Business Solutions. And then Friday, which is our favorite day of the week, is Freedom Friday, okay? So on Freedom Fridays, guess what? You can submit your question to us, and if we select your question, we'll answer it live on Friday, okay? Friday mornings, we answer the Freedom Friday HR question live, and whoever's question is selected, you'll receive a free gift. So it's really easy. You can submit your HR question to, you need a pen? Really quick. Freedom Friday HR question at all4hr.net. That's where you submit your question. And if we select your question to answer, it'll be answered live on Friday mornings and you'll get a free gift. How about that? Okay. You don't necessarily have to email it to us. Guess what? You can drop it on Facebook. We have the Facebook and Offer HR and Business Solutions. You can drop it there. We have a Facebook group, which is Small Business SMB Success HR Hub. You can submit it there or on Twitter at Offer HR. On Instagram at All for HR, hashtag All for HR Freedom Question. Don't forget the hashtag. Or on LinkedIn, you can submit your question, and we'll pick it up. We'll find it if you put it there. Okay, so go ahead and submit your HR questions, folks, and get that free gift as well as get some great HR nuggets regarding your HR issue. Okay, so today, We're talking about internal and external recruiting. Okay, so that's been recruiting and hiring. Recruiting is a bigger challenge than HR, than onboarding. Okay, so with the recruiting, is not just a challenge for small businesses, right? It's a challenge for everyone. Every company, whether it's small or large, the biggest difference, you know, is the resources that are available to be allocated towards recruiting efforts. Okay, that's the biggest difference, you know, is the amount of resources that are available to dedicate or allocate to things like your job boards, the job boards that you use, whether you're using a free job board or whether you're using a paid job board, whether you're using a agency to help you. All of those aspects are very, very important to your success as a business owner in getting the best top talent for your business. Okay, so those are things that we look at that you figure into your HR budget, right? So when you do your HR budget, of course, recruiting is at the top, okay? Recruiting is absolutely at the top, right? So you are, I've said this several times, that long gone are the days of when we can, when we take a job description, post it on a, on the job board, and then boom, wait for the candidates to come. Such does not happen anymore. Okay, those things are, so it's, recruiting is a job within itself. So you have to be able to put that effort toward getting the best candidate. And it's not easy, but some things, the number one thing that can make it more, make it successful is planning. Okay, that's what can make it more, it can make it more, you yield better results, better candidates. The time is lent, the time is cut down. I always say it's so important that you actually should be recruiting all year round. And the reason being is from time to time, you know, you want to put candidates in your pipeline. So you may not have a position for a person currently, right? But you never know when a time will come and you will need a candidate. So if you have them in the pipeline, guess what? That's going to make it all the more easy for you to secure the best candidate for your business. Okay, in a very time of a much better timeline. So, you know, what's very important is that in, you know, individual, it's terrible when someone leaves or quits abruptly, and then you have to perhaps get a temp agency to send you someone, as opposed to having someone a candidate already in your pipeline, right? So that cuts down on things on getting the problems that occur when you have to deal with the last man standing as a new hire, because it's the best you can do. So you want to plan. You want to plan. You absolutely want to plan, you know, when you are going to need to fill a position. Now, that doesn't always happen, right? You know, that doesn't always happen. But it, in an ideal situation, if you can make that situation your situation, to where you have already have top candidates in your pipeline, it'll make it that much easier again. Okay, so I wonder how many business owners have a plan for your employment. Do you do a HR plan every year or HR budget? Okay, you can call in at 563-999-3057. And so we're talking today about that planning period and when you're planning ahead as to when you're going to need to fill a position. That's ideal. Doesn't always happen that way, but it's ideal, right? So if you plan it, you know, if you have someone who is retiring, or you have a someone who's retiring, or someone who's going on maternity leave, you know, or someone who is, that you know, is, you know, graduating from college, and they're saying, you know what, once I secured a position, so you know that position is going to open. Okay, you know that position is going to open, and so you have plenty of time, hopefully, to put the fillers out there and look for the best candidate to fill your position. Okay. Again, you can call us at 563-999-3057 with your questions on recruiting and or your comments. Your comments are welcome as well, okay? We have a great toolkit that is going around. You can sign up for that, which has a checklist for planning, employment planning. It has a checklist for external resources. That is a huge hit because, again, gone are the days when you are able to post that job on the job board, that job description on the job board, and someone falls in your lap. So it is definitely, you have to put some work into it, folks. Okay, you have to. So we're the best candidates. First of all, planning, okay? Planning. See, it's try to plan ahead for foreseeable open positions, okay? So you want to make sure you're writing the goals that you want to achieve in hiring this person, right? Make sure you're updating your job description. So if someone leaves that position, make sure you do a job analysis so that you when you're bringing someone on board, they know exactly what they're doing, that the job may have changed to a certain degree. It may have added responsibilities and duties, or it may have some duties or responsibilities that haven't been removed from that position. So suffice it to say, you want to make sure that you are filling that position and you have that job description as clear as possible. You have to be clear on what your new hire is going to be doing in this position. Okay. All right. So let's talk about, let's talk a little bit about some external sources or external places to look for some top candidates, right? So for one, make sure you are, in addition to posting on your job board, before you even do that, okay, put a filler out after you've updated that job description. Put that job description out to your colleagues. If you belong to any professional organization, reach out to your colleagues and see if they know anyone. Forward that job description with a nice, simple cover letter. Hey, I'm filling this position. If you know anyone, any candidates are available, please forward them to this page and have a link for them to go fill out an application. Or have them send the resume. That may even save you from having to even to post it on the job board. You never know. So you want to post that. You want to get that job description out to your colleagues, people that you know in professional organizations that you have a good relationship with, your churches. If you belong to a church, right, you can see if there's someone in your congregation that is looking for a job. Colleges and local colleges and universities, forward that job description to their career services department. You know, reach out to them, introduce yourself, and build a relationship with the career services coordinator or coordinators with your local colleges, because they will always be on the lookout for employment opportunities for graduates and students. Okay. So go ahead and do that. Make sure you do that. That, again, also the Veterans Administration. Okay, there are some great gems in the Veterans Administration that are a part of the Veterans Administration. So forward it, reach out to your Veterans Administration, introduce yourself, okay, and let them know that you're looking to fill a position. All right, forward that job description to them as well. Check your MESC offices, your Michigan Work offices. These are what you're doing before you even post it to the job board. Okay, because you may get that candidate before you even have to post the job on a job board. Now there may come a time you may have to, but I'm just saying, and you know, you may get a top candidate because that, you know, through people that you know that refer someone. Also, don't forget to have a referral system in your company, okay, so that your employees may have somebody that they can refer, okay? All right, so those are ways that that you can do that are a little bit, you know, out of the normal, as opposed to, again, people just putting those job boards on those jobs or job descriptions on the job board and waiting for the best candidate that to come along. Make sure you have a team, okay, so that the responsibility of securing a great candidate is not falling on one person. Okay. Make sure you do that. Have someone that is monitoring your job boards, if you are posting to the job board, someone that is reviewing resumes, so that you are not having to have people wait for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks before someone contacts them. You know, someone that is scheduling interviews, and most importantly, making sure you have someone checking references. Okay, we hosted Hiring Made Easy last week or earlier this week on Tuesday for SCORE. I was getting a blank there for a minute, but for SCORE, it was great. We had a great turnout. Everyone was so interactive. It was a ton of questions, and I love when people ask questions. So it was really good. We shared some great information on Hiring Made Easy. So we'll be sure to market it and let everybody know when we run that webinar again, okay? If you have questions, if you want a copy of that, of those, I gave away the link for signing up for the free toolkit. You can just email me at all4hr@allforhrandbusinesssolutions.com and just put Hiring Made Easy in the Hiring Made Easy or toolkit, Hiring Toolkit in the subject line, and we'll get that link out to you, okay? So, again, the call-in number is 6399-3057. And we are excited to have you aboard today. You can call in and share your recruiting comments or your recruiting questions. All are welcome, okay? For those of you that are new to the show, I am April Halliburton at All for HR and Business and Solutions. I am founder and president. We have been in business a little over 10 years. Business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room is our mantra. I have truly enjoyed you all. I love sharing our time together on the air with All for HR Biz. Looking forward to bringing some great guests to the show. So take a look out for that. If you're interested in being on the show, shoot me an email. Just shoot us an email and let us know. We'd love to have you. Okay. So we're changing up some things this year. The latter part of 2020, because beginning has been just off the chain, right? We're forging forward, and things are going to get better. They are getting better. We may see like a little bit of a light at the head of the tunnel, but we're going to get there, folks. I want you to keep going, keep forging forward. Don't give up. Don't stop. Keep going. As many of you know, I am a SCORE mentor, a small business mentor for SCORE. So if you have needs or you have questions about any aspect of your business, go ahead and link on to SCORE.org. We have a phenomenal team of volunteers that will help you with finance, with marketing, with starting your business, with improving your business, with funding, the PPP deadline. And I don't know if you know has ended until the 8th, August the 8th. It's been the PPP loans, or the deadline to apply for PPP has been extended to August the 8th. There are also several grants that are out there that are being offered for small business owners. And so just drop me your email and I can get that email, that information. You can send that to allforhr@allforhr.net. You just email me and say you want to, you know, may I have the resources, or I listen to your show. Let us, you know, something in the subject line to let us know that you're calling, you're, you know, looking for those resources. Just let me know and we can get you signed up for our email list and get those resources to you as well, okay, as quickly as possible, all right? So I hope I gave you some great HR nuggets and some things that can help you. I am committed to building small businesses, one business at a time through HR, effective HR strategies and solutions. We don't just offer services, we offer strategies. We are committed to building happy workforces, happy workplace cultures. That is where my heart lies, is helping small businesses build those great HR cultures, okay, so that you are growing, you are flourishing, and all of your dreams as a small business owner are coming to fruition. I have tons of colleagues that are committed to the same goals that I have of making small businesses successful, making lasting. So if there's something you need, don't hesitate to let us know. We have, again, Monday Management Moment coming up on Monday. Tomorrow is Freedom Friday, so submit your HR question to Freedom Friday HR question at allhr.net. You can also submit it again on Twitter at All for HR, on Instagram at All for HR, on Tumblr at All for HR, on our Facebook page at All for HR and Business Solutions, on LinkedIn at April Halliburton or at All for HR and Business Solutions. And we'll be glad to answer your question live on tomorrow, and you'll get a free gift, okay? What else do we have next week? We have leadership skills for first-time managers. That's next week on the 28th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So join us. That sign-up is out. Wait a minute. Yes. So you can sign up for that. We have employee hiring and motivation that is coming up on the 11th. And so we have new rules of the game is coming up again on the 18th of August. So we have some great things going on. I am appearing at the Small Business Expo, the National Small Business Expo, August 4th and 5th. So that is going out. So you can feel free. It is free. for you to join to attend the Small Business Virtual Small Business Expo and drop by and see us at our booth. Okay. So look, it's been fun as always. I love, 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 love my time with you on the air with Offer HR Biz on Thursdays at 12:30. I look forward to seeing you next week. And I'm very excited, very excited, very happy. My birthday is coming up. And let me see what day we're going to be celebrating my birthday, folks. We're celebrating on the 6th or before. We're going to do something fun on the 6th. So look forward to that. Okay. So listen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on the air with Offer HR Biz. We will be sharing the link to today's show. So catch it on our social media. And of course, if you have any questions, let us know. The email will be there. Looking forward to our Freedom Friday HR questions on Friday, tomorrow morning. Again, I think that's it, folks. I'm so glad to be here today. And our time always goes by so fast, doesn't it? But in any event, follow us on Twitter at OfferHR, on Instagram at OfferHR, on Tumblr at OfferHR, on Facebook at OfferHR and Business Solutions, on Google Plus at OfferHR and Business Solutions. We have a Facebook group for small business owners and HR professionals where I'm always in there. Sharing tips and answering questions, and just we're really growing the group and very excited about that. We have Wednesday mornings at 9 o'clock is Coffee with Offer HR. Okay, so you can join us for Coffee with HR for Offer HR on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sharing tips during that time, asking questions. And then we have Facebook Live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. So you can join us then, okay, for your questions and great HR tips, okay? Folks, it's been wonderful. I look forward to doing it again next week. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning for our Freedom Friday HR question. Don't forget, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Happy Neighborhood Project, where I wind up. Don't forget about Happy Neighborhood Project. I've been talking all along about it. Happy Neighborhood Project is a great way for you to network with other small business owners across the country. The local virtual meetup is Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Okay. And Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the worldwide one. So go to the Happy Neighborhood Project, oneword.com, click on networking. You'll see all of the events that are around the world, folks, literally. Edwin Edebiri, who started this movement of Happy Neighborhood Project for small businesses. Oh goodness, started this. Oh goodness, I think 8 or 10 years, and he has been committed to building small business, connecting and building small businesses. So, join us tomorrow morning if you like at 10 a.m. I'm going to drop the link on the recording. And the email, the link for you to sign up for the Offer HR and or the Freedom Friday HR question. All right. So stay safe. Okay. I will see you all in the morning at Freedom Friday HR question. I want you to stay safe. Wear your mask. Practice social safe distancing. And be kind, okay? All right, folks. I will see you in the morning. Freedom Friday HR question. All right. I'll see you then. Have a great one.